This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today, in Brooks Kubik's own words. Today is a home run show. I have to thank Brooks Kubik for alerting me about my first guest today that we'll be talking with shortly, and that is author James Howard Kunstler about his doctor firing him because he chose health over pharmaceuticals. Later in the show, Rob Wolf, author of The Paleo Solution, will be coming on, and we're going to address haters and gurus of the health movement plus overthinking paleo. Very, very important two topics that we'll get into later in the show during the second hour. Before we get started, I have to give a shout out to Robert DiMaggio over at Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs is a sponsor of the show. They want to let everybody know that Super DMZ is back in stock for those of you who have been waiting for this super strength and muscle building supplement, which will surely be added to the government ban list as soon as they figure out that it works. And also, his new product, Asta RX, which is a selective androgen receptor modulator, is also now available. And don't forget the new Halo for Her, which is a scaled-down version of Halo Extreme. So check out Iron Mag Labs. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Iron Mag Labs banner ad today. And always support the sponsors of the show because they make it possible. Okay. So this is really an important interview. My first guest today is James Howard Kunstler. Some of you may recognize his name. He's an American author. He's best known for a couple books, The Geography of Nowhere, and also The Long Emergency, where he argues that the decline of oil production is likely to result in the end of industrialization as we know it today in America, and also getting ready to launch a new book in the summer called Too Much Magic. Welcome back. Welcome to the show, James Kunstler. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Carl. It's nice to be here.
Yeah. And also, I want to plug your blog because I love your blog, by the way. Brooks Kubik, who is a regular guest on the show, turned me on to your blog. I love it. It's at Kunstler.com, K-U-N-T-S-L-E-R.com.
No, it's K-U-N-S-T-L-E-R.
Oh, I am so sorry. K-U-N-S-T-L-E-R. I am dyslexic. I just proved it. And the name of the blog is Cluster F Nation, and I am I'm using the F letter to be symbolic of the word. Do you really feel that the nation is in that kind of trouble?
Oh yeah, we're not only are we in that kind of trouble, but we're completely delusional right now. And in fact, our delusional thinking increases in direct proportion to the economic distress that people feel.
And you know what? And that makes perfect sense because the more stressed you become, the more panicked you become. The more panicked you become, the stupider the decisions you make.
Sure, and so, you know, hence the idiocy of the political discussion that's going on now.
Which leads me to the discussion we're going to have today. I mean, you know, I've written articles about the fact that no one is addressing the real issues about healthcare. The fact that the healthcare debacle today is akin to a boat that is sinking. And the can that we have to bail the boat is too small for the amount of water that's coming in. And no one is saying, why don't we look for the hole and plug it before we start bailing the boat? Instead, they're just going, no, bail faster, bail faster. And no one is looking at the fact that there is a pharmaceutical agenda out there that is promoting illness. There's nothing about healthcare in healthcare today. So.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your story. Let's talk about your story. First of all, you were seeing a doctor. How long were you seeing this doctor for?
Oh, I was seeing him for about, 6, 7 years, I don't know.
Okay, that's a pretty long time. So you trusted his opinion, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I basically thought he was an intelligent guy. He's about 45 years old. He's athletic. He looks healthy. He's, you know, he did spend, quite a bit of time with me, at each visit. And, but, you know, in the end, I think that he damaged me and that he was himself, you know, kind of a hostage to a very bad system.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you. And I have to say, that while I rail against the medical orthodoxy as it is as an organization, that physicians don't become physicians because they want to hurt people and steal money. But unfortunately, through the initiation process, which is known as medical school, they become co-opted by the pharmaceutical companies and they become ensnared by debt that is insurmountable when they graduate and they have no choice but to become lockstep with the march and do what they are supposed to do. And that's what we're going to talk about here now. So, your doctor put you on a cholestatin drug called Crestor some time ago?
Yeah, about 4.5 years ago, he put me on a whopping dose of Crestor, which I think is called rosuvastatin.
Yeah, rosuvastatin.
It was 40 milligrams, which is the maximum recommended dose by the manufacturer AstraZeneca. I came in with cholesterol levels of about totals of about 290, and I forget what the various lipid profiles were, but... 290 is high, but it's not, out in the asteroid belt, but he nonetheless put me on a whopping dose.
Okay.
And like a good boy, I took it. I also put myself on an ultra low fat, kind of Ornish.
Yep.
Or Esselstyn diet, and that would be the diets proposed by Dean Ornish, the TV celebrity doctor, and Caldwell Esselstyn, the famous diet and nutrition a cardiology guru from the Cleveland Clinic, who both promote an ultra, ultra low-fat diet that doesn't even allow you to eat, you know, a Brazil nut.
And these low-fat diets are so dangerous because the body needs fat. And what always astounds me is that nobody practices health history. Nobody goes back and goes, you know, if fat is so bad, how did we get here today when 200 years ago, they were cooking bacon and lard and eating whole eggs every morning and eating plenty of beef and pork and all these other things that today we just can't eat. What changed? What happened? And, you know, it's a rhetorical question because we've talked about this ad infinitum on the show.
Yeah, on your radio show, I imagine that you've trodden that path many times.
Yeah, but what baffles me is that the average person has the attention span of a gnat. They don't even remember that their great-grandparents lived to be 90 without...
Well,
statin drugs.
Let's talk about the medical community itself, which is more to the point. I've come to the conclusion that a lot of the ideas that are accepted conventional wisdom in the medical community about diet, nutrition, fat, etc., are as invalid as the econometric models that are being used by people like Ben Bernanke. The economists who have not been able to figure out why the American economy is contracting. So, you know, you have basically two models of two systems that are highly complex intellectual systems that are failing, and are failing the society that they have to serve.
Yeah, no, I agree, and quite frankly. The cholesterol myth has been exposed about 5 years ago, and in and around that time, companies who manufacture cholestatin drugs started to find opportunities to repurpose them. They're trying to say, well, now they're anti-inflammatory, they may help with muscle pain.
Yeah, that was exactly what my doctor said. He said, you know, even if you didn't want to take it for its effect on your cholesterol, you should take it because it's a great anti-inflammatory.
And see, I had
at the same time, we never had a discussion really about nutrition other than the fact that I announced to him that I was put myself on an ultra low fat diet, and he tacitly approved because there was no discussion about it. So, what happened at the time was this. You know, I was about 58 years old. I had been working out and getting a lot of exercise for at least 30 years, and it was my natural way of life. So I was at the time getting a lot of exercise. I was swimming, I was biking, I was going to the gym, etc. And so at the end of every day, after doing all that, I would eat a half a bag of Pepperidge Farm cookies. And, you know, and eat a half a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I didn't eat a whole pint like a complete pig.
No.
But, you know, I did treat myself at
the end of the day. I was going to say, you felt like you deserved it after all that work.
Absolutely. That, you know, and I think that was sort of a conventional kind of sentiment among people who got a lot of exercise. In any case, to cut to the chase, I you know, my own theory is that my cholesterol numbers were bad, and my inflammatory, process was what it was. Because I was eating so much sugar.
You're right.
Not because I was eating so much fat, but, you know, we had no discussion about that. And it wasn't until some years later when I encountered people like Robert Lustig and Gary Taubes that I began to understand what had happened. If I, you know, that I didn't need to be put on a cholesterol drug at that point. I needed to be taken off of sugar and carbohydrates and possibly even wheat.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely. And here's the interesting thing to me. We've been decrying for 8 years carbohydrate consumption on this show as really the devil. And so recently, I mean, Lustig is great. He brought the message to the forefront. Taubes has been on the show numerous times. I love the guy. He's fantastic. The issue that I have right now is that everybody's going after sugar, but they're forgetting something. The devil is in the details. Every carbohydrate source in one way or another is a sugar, some slower than others, but you know, now that we're making the connection to sugar, white rice, processed flours, grains, corn, soy, all of these things that hit the bloodstream and turn into sugars are going to get sucked down this drain, and rightfully so. I'm just waiting for people to go, hey, wait a minute. If sugar's bad and white rice and white potatoes act just like sugar, so that means white rice and white potatoes are bad too? And wait a minute, corn has a lot of sugar. Oh my God, all this stuff that's at the bottom of the pyramid is bad for us? I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for the day for people to get it, to get it.
I don't think that there's going to be any kind of mass recognition of that, you know, any more than there's going to be a mass recognition that suburbia is a fiasco, that that we're going to have to probably abandon. You know, we're going to be dragged kicking and screaming into a new way of life in this society, and it's unfortunate. You know, now I had my encounter with you know, this very flawed medical model, and you know, I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm still not, you know, I always reserve a certain amount of skepticism for anything, including my own ideas, and I'm still not 100% sure that I'm doing the right thing. But I think that it's a high percentage move to change my way of eating and to change, you know, the way I'm putting things into my body. So that's the choice that I've made for now.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up and we're going to talk more about your experience. We're talking today with James Howard Kunstler. He is an American author, and we're going to talk more about his situation and his encounter with his physician, because his doctor fired him for choosing health over pharmaceuticals. I applaud you. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 17 grams of prebiotic fiber and sweetened with stevia. These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You can learn more about James Howard Kunstler by going to his website, kunstler.com. He's got a great blog there. Okay, so you walked into your doctor's office, right? After, so first of all, what caused you to start searching for what is considered today ancestral diets or paleo-style diets? Was it Taubes' book, Calories?
No, this is a very long and complicated process, you know, and it started when I thought that I was suffering side effects from statins. And namely, I was getting weak and fatigued. My muscles were shrinking. My large muscles, you know, my thighs and my arms were getting weak. I was developing neuropathy in my hands.
Right.
I was having memory problems. And I challenged the doctor about it, and I said, you know, these are well-known or at least well-reported side effects of Crestor. I think I ought to go off it. And he sort of grudgingly sort of shrugged, and, you know, I went off it. But I remained on a very, very low-fat diet for another 6 months, eating a lot of soy and a lot of grains and a lot of, you know, I was eating basically brown rice and tofu, you know, 5 times a week.
Yeah.
And soy burgers and, stuff like that.
Yeah, the stuff that's considered healthy in today's...
Well, sure. I mean, this is the stuff that you go get at the natural foods buffet.
Well,
right?
What's even worse is the FDA allows them to put things like heart healthy on these types of products just because they pay the VIG to the FDA. This stuff is not heart healthy. In fact, the phytoestrogens in soy are not there as manna from heaven for humans to consume. They're there to protect the genetic material in soy, because when animals would eat the soy, their reproductive cycles would drop from the high estrogen effects. They would reproduce less frequency,
yeah.
and there would be less threat to the soy. But we embrace, oh, the soy, the estrogen is so good for you. Are you kidding me?
Well, anyway, you know, I think I was suffering from the combination of the diet that I put myself on and from the statin drugs, and I took myself off it about 3 weeks ago when I started having conversations with a friend of mine about this, who it turns out had whose personal physician back in the 1980s was Robert Atkins in New York City. And you know, Atkins had pretty much successfully persuaded him to eat an Atkins way of eating.
Right.
And so we had a conversation about that, and you know, then I got Sally Fallon's book.
Right.
And then I read, you know, I read other things, and I, you know, read Taubes, and I read around the web. And look, the whole point about the diet thing is that it's when you take the cultural programming that we have, it's deeply counterintuitive to imagine that, you know, eating a high-fat diet with a lot of meat is going to solve your problem.
Right.
Because everything in your culture is telling you, you know, to be a vegan, be a vegetarian, you know, eat brown rice, eat tofu. You know, those are the messages that come across most strongly. And you know, the medical community supports that.
Right.
So, and let's not forget that, you know, we are hostages to the medical community because our health is on the line at all times in our dealings with them. So we do, you know, it's sort of the, you know, the Swedish hostage syndrome.
Right.
You know, we do what they tell us to do, and we try to like them and admire them for doing it.
Right. Right.
And but it you know, it is an extortionary system. Finally, you know, it turns out my girlfriend found a website. It's not that hard to find, but my girlfriend's a professional librarian, and she's a pretty good researcher. So she discovered the Dollars for Docs website on the ProPublica web site. It's their page on the ProPublica website. And it turned out that my doctor was getting paid about $200,000 in one 18-month period by the pharma companies, including about $20,000 from AstraZeneca, the makers of Crestor.
Right, right.
Now, you know, I like to say in my writing, in my blog, in my books, that I'm allergic to conspiracy theories. And I generally am. And I'm generally not cynical in the pure sense of the word, that I don't think the worst of everybody. I really don't. But, you know, clearly there's a conflict of interest in this situation, to say the least. So,
yes.
You know, once you discover that, you have to discount whatever your doctor says about statins by a huge percent. So, you know, that really settled the issue for me.
So talk a little bit more about the last visit to your doctor. So you told him that you were eating a high-fat diet, right?
Yeah, so I went in there. I told him that I had taken up basically an Atkins-type diet. I was eating a lot of meat, red meat, butter, eggs, pork, bacon, coconut oil, olive oil, and that I had gone off of carbs and wheat in particular, and sugar, and that I believe that was something that would probably help me. And that seemed to annoy him. And then we got to talking about some other things.
Vitamin B12, you talked about B12.
Yeah, well, first, actually, we had a conversation about, I was on a blood pressure drug, too, that contained a potent diuretic.
Right.
And it was screwing up my electrolytes.
Yes.
And it was creating insomnia because it was waking me up five times a night to go take a leak.
Right, right.
And my electrolytes were all fucked up. Can I say that?
I'll bleep it. Don't worry about it.
My electrolytes were all disturbed as a result. Anyway, I asked him to take me off that. And then I asked him to give me a vitamin B. I asked him if maybe I had a vitamin B12 deficiency because I hadn't eaten any animal products in 3 years. And that perhaps he ought to give me an IM injection. And he said, no, well, we're not going to give you an injection. We'll take a test. And so I said, well, I've been taking sublingual B12 pills for about a week, so wouldn't that kind of mess up the test? And at that point, he became exasperated, and he turned to me and said, I am not a boutique physician. I don't have time for this. I've got people waiting outside to talk to me about other things.
I've got people outside to kill.
I guess.
Yeah.
And then he said, pointed at me and said, you're going to die of a stroke or a heart attack.
Shame on him. Shame. Oh, my God.
Well, that's what he did.
But when I read that in your blog, I'm sure that if someone was looking at me, I would have scared somebody. When I thought to myself, that doctor, I'm sorry to say this, he needs to have his a kick in his ass. That's a terrible thing. Even if he was thinking that, that was a terrible thing to verbalize.
It's not very nice. And let's say he was using his authority to an extreme. And but you know, I admit it made me feel bad. And you know, I left the office, and I felt as though basically he had fired me as a patient. And even if he hadn't, I quit.
Right.
So it's kind of debatable which is which. But you know, I felt bad driving back home in the car. And but you know, I had a little conversation with myself, and I said, you know, go ahead and feel bad, have a little pity party for yourself for about an hour, and then you'll get over it. And I got over it, and I'm going to move on to other things. And
well, it takes a lot of. First of all, it takes a. I talk about this on the show for years. I have been saying to people who have just found the show that you must be prepared to say to your doctor on a regular basis, I disagree with you. Just the same way if you walked into a mechanic and said, my engine is making a loud clunking noise, and your mechanic said to you, I'll fix it for you. Wear these earmuffs. You won't hear the clunking noise anymore, and the car is fixed, because that's what physicians do today with pharmaceutical drugs.
Sure.
And you need to say to that mechanic, you would have no compunction whatsoever saying to that mechanic, you're crazy. I'm going to go to somebody else. But yet, we're afraid to say that to our doctors because, as you so aptly point out earlier, our lives, we feel, hang in the balance.
We're hostages to the medical system.
Yes. Yes. And doctors have abused this authority for 100 years now under the guise of the AMA. The AMA knew that people would do anything if they thought it was to save their lives. They would take drugs. They would spend their last dollars. They would jump through hoops. They would believe us. So we need to position ourselves like the all-knowing, all-feeling Wizard of Oz. But guess what? Thanks to the internet, information sharing, and people spreading good information like Taubes and others and Sally Fallon at Weston A. Price and so on, we now know that when you look behind the curtain, the wizard doesn't know what he's doing. He's not even sure. These doctors aren't even sure. And I ask doctors who come on this show all the time, tell me how you resolve yourself with the idea that the drug you are prescribing carries side effects that in many cases are worse than the diseases that they're supposed to treat, given the fact that you took a Hippocratic oath and one of the edicts of Hippocrates was first do no harm. How do you look in the mirror at night and go, I did good today prescribing those drugs to all those people that will eventually, you know, everybody who stays on a statin drug long enough gets congestive heart failure. And the rate of heart attack is not dropping because of statin drugs. And that's why these companies are so feverishly working to try to reposition these drugs as other things, because the cat is out of the bag now. In fact, the University of Hawaii did two beautiful studies, well-controlled studies that anyone who knows anything looks at. These were not studies with epidemiological endpoints. They just looked at elderly people and looked at their cholesterol levels and their longevity. And what they found out was the older people above 70 years old who had the higher cholesterol levels lived the longest. Period. End of story. Cholesterol is so critical to the body, and this notion of pushing it down to unrealistic levels is really a mistake. And the cat is out of the bag. All right, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick this up. I have more questions for you. We're talking with James Howard Kunstler. His website is kunstler.com, K-U-N-S-T-L-E-R. Read his blog. It's fantastic. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Girl, shake that lap, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with James Howard Kunstler. He got fired by his doctor, or more aptly, like he pointed out, he's firing his doctor. He's not going back anymore because his doctor is clearly one of the pushers under the pharmaceutical agenda today. And I think this is a problem many of us have, but many of us have to have the courage, as James has, and making these decisions for yourself. You know, we had a guest on the show yesterday, James, a fantastic scientist who's affiliated with Harvard Medical School and Brigham's and Women's Hospital. And they have just found the canary in the mine as it relates to heart disease. And it comes down to telomeres and telomere length in the strands of DNA. And during our discussion, we started talking about things that reduce telomere length. And, you know, he started talking about inflammation and we started talking about anti-inflammatory approaches. And naturally, you know, he is part of the medical orthodoxy to a great degree. Mm-hmm. And so he invoked the statin drug. And I'm never combative with guests. And I will never be combative with guests. I can politely disagree with them and allow them to have their opinions because people in my audience have different opinions than I do. But when he said statin drugs as a remedy for the anti-inflammatory process, I stopped him and I said, you know, there may be some value to that, but the negative effects far outweigh any anti. And he stopped and he says, you know, you're right. He said, The jury is still out about statin drugs. In fact, all of the research shows that statin drugs only have an anti-inflammatory effect in a very, very small amount in those individuals who have the greatest degree of inflammation. And there are lots of other modalities to reducing inflammation. So this notion that these doctors are now going after because they're listening to that cute little rep who comes in and hands him the free samples and says, oh, will you please give this to your patients? You know, we're going to buy lunch for the office next week and all that sort of stuff. Statin drugs have are worthless. They really, really are. The cholesterol hypothesis is wrong. It's completely wrong. And if you go back and look where it finds its genesis, as Sally Fallon has come on the show and talked about, it was because the guy who started Kellogg's, who believed that all disease was a result of man's desire for sex, and that when you eliminated animal fats from the diet, sexual desire dropped, and hence cornflakes was invented. This is where the cholesterol myth starts from. Had nothing to do with health. Nothing at all. I mean, it's shocking. Okay, so you are now on a quest, I guess, to find your own direction, right?
Well, I suppose you could say that. You know, I'm eating very differently than I was 3 weeks ago.
How do you feel?
I don't feel hugely better. My own thoughts about this, or my own fantasy about it, because I really don't know for sure, is that it could take me a long time to recover from this.
Yes.
I've heard, and I don't really know that much about it, but, you know, I've heard that it takes a long time to get over this stuff, especially, you know, if you consider the damage that, the cellular damage that statins do to you and to your mitochondria. And, you know, it could take months. Some of it may be irreversible. I don't know.
I don't think it's irreversible, but I do think that you have to focus on things. Okay, we talk about this on the show. Stem cells are in our body for a reason. Nature put them there to be toolboxes, if you will, mm-hmm. to repair things, not so that doctors could harvest them and then reimplant them. The way to get stem cells to deploy and differentiate is to make sure that you have adequate amounts of active vitamin A in your diet and vitamin D in your diet. And the problem with vitamin A is the medical orthodoxy scares the bejeebers out of people, tells them, don't take vitamin A, it's toxic. And they always cite the same study where they found somebody who died after eating polar bear liver. Well, it wasn't the A in the polar bear liver that they died from. It was the casing around the liver, which actually has neurotoxins in it. But nonetheless, vitamin A gets a bad rap. Active vitamin A found in cod liver oil, not beta carotene, because depending on whether you're Mediterranean of descent or not, not all of us can convert beta carotene into active vitamin A. It's been proven. So getting enough vitamin A in your diet ensures that differentiation will occur. Stem cell research uses retinol to differentiate stem cells in a petri dish. Yet the medical orthodoxy frowns on us taking vitamin. If you tell your doctor you're taking vitamin A, oh, you better be careful. That's toxic.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so
I'm taking, I was taking fish oil before, just, but you know, you don't know what that means. So now I'm taking cod liver oil.
Yeah, that's a better choice. The other thing that you have to be aware of, that the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical companies are aware of this already, that statin drugs deplete coenzyme Q10 because both produced
I'm
the same.
That.
Yeah, you got to really build that back up again. And that's where a lot of the mitochondrial function comes from issues. So, but you know, doctors could easily tell their patients, while you're taking this statin drug, you should also supplement with an over-the-counter supplement called coenzyme Q10.
Yeah, I was never informed about that.
Yeah, and that's what leads to heart failure. The coenzyme Q10 depletion is what leads to congestive heart failure as a byproduct of statin drugs. But they act like they don't want to know about it.
Well, you know, from what I've read since then, I was never really a good candidate to be put on that in the first place because, yeah. You know, the people who really are the best candidates, even according to the official doctrine, are people who have already had some kind of a cardiac event.
Yeah.
And I hadn't. And yeah, I had no other, you know, aside from my cholesterol numbers, you know, I wasn't a smoker. I exercised regularly a lot. My weight was not terrible. You know, I was maybe, you know, 10, 15 pounds overweight.
Right.
But I was not obese. And, you know, and actually, you know, since then, my weight has been, I weigh about the same as I did in college now.
How dramatically did your cholesterol change when you went to the high fat?
Well, first of all, my cholesterol changed hugely when I was on the low fat and the whopping dose of statin. It went from 290 to 110.
Oh my God! Anything below 140 is dangerous. That's where the neuropathy comes from.
That's what I sort of deduced, that, you know, I was not getting sufficient fat to repair the nerves, and, you know, and that the damage was starting from the furthest extremes of my body inward.
Sure, the feet and the hands get it first because they have the, the least demand on the rest
but
of the system.
But, you know, I also, and, you know, I'm speaking as somebody who does not have a medical education, only based on, you know, whatever I've gleaned from my life as an educated person, but... You know, I do understand that, you know, nerve repair is a rather time, you know, it takes a long time.
Yes.
It's not something that happens very rapidly.
But it does happen, and that's the good news. And you just have to make sure that you're giving your body what it needs to repair repair the nerves as best as it possibly can.
That's what I'm trying to do. But you know, my cholesterol was probably in the 110 range for like 3 years.
Where is it now?
Well, the last time I had it checked, after I had gone off the statin, it was 260.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I think my LDL was above 100, and my doctor was very upset about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had just started eating eggs and butter and buffalo steak that week. And that too might have, you know, my system might have been kind of shocked.
Well, the other thing you have to be careful about is this, and this is something that I get into discussions with, especially like the guy who's going to be on after you, Rob Wolf, who wrote The Paleo Solution, is a brilliant nutritional writer. The move to ancestral diets is a wonderful thing, but we have to remember something. And you live upstate New York, if I'm correct, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you have access to farmers, if you want.
I do. We actually have a pretty good number of people who raise their own animals.
Okay.
The key to
beef flesh, and or buffalo flesh, is the animals must be raised and finished on grass.
Yeah.
There can be no corn, no grain, no soy in their diet, because this is where the magic comes from. We you know, the mantra of our generation, I'm saying you and I, was you are what you eat, but what we now know is you are what you eat eats.
Yeah.
There's the epigenetic effects on the food, the animals. So if you're eating animals that have artificial diets, they are sick animals, and you ingest them and you get inflammation.
I understand that.
Yeah. So clearly the quality of meat, people need to strive not just to switch to this type of a diet, but go a little bit further back and switch to a diet that is rich in animals with natural foods. I'd like to talk real quick, because we've covered this, and this is great, and I applaud you for what you've done, and I applaud you for sharing your story, because more people will find courage in your story. I want to do this. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about your new book, because it's very intriguing to me, and I think it's also critical to the discussion. We're talking with James Howard Kunstler. His website is kunstler.com. KUNSTLER. Great blog. Insightful stuff. Lots of fun. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound, and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com. SuperYourRadio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Bridge, I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Rob Wolf will be chiming in. Right now, we're talking with James Howard Kunstler. So tell me about your new book, Too Much Magic. What's it about?
Too Much Magic, the subtitle is Wishful Thinking, Technology, and the Fate of the Nation. And it's kind of an update to my 2005 book, The Long Emergency, which was about the trouble we're getting ourselves into over energy and financial irregularities and the credit collapse and where this is all taking us. So Too Much Magic is kind of a continuation of that discussion with an emphasis on the diminishing returns of technology.
So when you say the diminishing returns of technology, we're more connected than ever. Right? You get your emails and people sleep with their phones on so they can get their emails and messages, texting and so on and so forth. And what has that brought us? Is it made
well,
us more efficient?
Well, there are many ways of seeing how the diminishing returns of technology are hurting us. You know, one of the easiest ways is this. You know, we spent about 30 years and about $30 billion computerizing the phone system in America to enhance communication. And the net result is that now it's impossible to talk to a human being on the phone.
That's great. It's the truth.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things. And, you know, medicine is a big part of that because, you know, when you add these layers upon layers of complexity on medicine, you know, it ends up biting you in your ass.
Right.
And, I mean, I had one of those today. The last time I went to the doctor in this episode that we were talking about today.
Right.
You know, they took some tests for like vitamin B12 level, thyroid level, and stuff like that. And I got a call from a robot today, you know, to deliver my test results by phone on a robot phone system.
Yeah.
And it was so complex and so annoying that, first of all, I almost just hung up and said, screw it, I don't want to, you know, I don't even want to participate in this.
Right.
But, you know, secondarily, you just wonder what is going through their minds that it is not possible for them to get a person to just call you and give you the test results person to person.
Or fax it to you.
So it's just so inconsiderate and so inhumane and so foolish. And so, you know, these are the kinds of technological interventions, and they go way, way beyond that. You know, another one that I go on about a lot in this book is the fact that, you know, all we're talking about in the energy debate is how we're going to run the cars by other means. We're not interested in walkable communities.
Yes.
We're not interested in fixing the conventional railroad system in America so we could get around, you know, from one city to the next.
Right.
We don't want to have that conversation. See, all we're thinking about is how we can, you know, add another layer of technological complexity on the motoring system. And believe me, it's not going to work out. You know, so we are really kind of just pumping our culture down a rat hole in pursuit of you know, technological wonders that are just going to turn around and bite us in the butt. So
you know, I had an anthropology professor on this show who's written several textbooks for college anthropology. He's in Ohio.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name. And we did a show a couple months ago. I asked him the question, you know, does the current state of the United States show any signs of the beginning of the end? You know, let's look at civilizations that failed. You know, what were the signs and what happened? You know, everybody thinks that civilizations that failed, everybody, you know, got lifted off the planet by Martians. Poop. No, they voted with their feet. They left. They said, you know, infrastructure sucks here. I put the key in the door, keep the house. I'm taking my wife and kids, and we're going to another place. And we're going to start all over again because everything stinks here. And we talked about it. And he gave me like 12 signs that a civilization is in trouble, and we've got like 8 of them right now.
Yeah, well, I there's no question that we are in trouble. And we're telling ourselves lies. We've compromised the news organizations that are supposed to have credibility. You know, the New York Times comes out with a story 10 days ago that said, you know, America is going to become energy independent. You know, that's complete nonsense.
Right.
Larry Kudlow gets on TV 3 nights ago and says, we have over a trillion barrels equivalent of oil in the ground in North America. That is nonsense. It's simply not true. But these are the stories that we're telling ourselves, and you know, we're not willing to move on to the next phase of what American civilization is going to be, which is going to be smaller, more local, smaller scaled, finer, and less commercial than you know what we've experienced.
My audience is already doing it. I mean, I can only focus on the things that I focus on here that I guess really are nearest and dearest to my heart, and you know, the people in this audience. We patronize the small family farm. We buy local whenever possible. This approach to me is the beginning. You know, it's back in the day, I remember, guys from California telling me about sustainable living and all that sort of stuff. And when I was young, I was like, oh, who has time for that? But now all of a sudden I'm like, you know what? Call it whatever you want, but we do need to become more localized. I like the idea of walking. I think the Europeans have it right. They build places so that you don't have to jump in your car to go someplace.
Only that, they build places that are psychologically and spiritually nourishing places to be. They're rewarding to be in. You know, in America, you're just sort of hustling to get from one awful place, you know, the highway strip, to another place.
Right.
You know, there's no reward in even just being there. But so we've got it all wrong.
Yeah.
That was the subject of, you know, several of my books, starting with The Geography of Nowhere.
So when will the new book, Too Much Magic, be out?
Too Much Magic is coming out around June or July from the Atlantic Monthly Press.
And
okay, it will be available at all the usual places that sell books.
Okay, so people can look for it then.
Too Much Magic. It's not a special order thing. You can just go get it.
Now, you do public speaking too, right?
I do a lot, yeah. And, I'm going to be somewhere in Indiana next week. But,
no,
you know,
kidding.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, it's a pretty big state, and it's very long north.
And
to
I have
south.
A lecture agent who fills me in, you know, about a week before about where I'm going.
So will people find that on your website, Kunstler.com?
Well, Ideally, they should, but the fact is I haven't updated my schedule page, so okay. I better get to do that.
Yeah, because people listening may – we have lots of listeners around the country. We have listeners around the world, but those inside the United States may want to especially if you're in southern Indiana, I'm going to come over and see you.
I think I'm near Chicago, actually. I'm flying into O'Hare, and I'm getting in a rental car.
Indiana is shaped like Bart Simpson's head, and
yes.
And up by the crew cut is really far away from where I live. So.
Yeah. Are you in Kentucky?
Yeah, Louisville. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Louisville.
There you go. Yeah, hey, UK Cats, we won last night, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was actually kind of annoyed by that. I'm sorry to say that.
No, go ahead. I went to sleep. I didn't even watch the whole game.
I don't know. At this point, where we are in this country, I just find it so annoying that we are so easily distracted by sports and movies and entertainment. I mean, people do need this stuff, and you do need that to have a life.
Yeah.
But, you know, the level that we've elevated it to, while these other things are corroding our future, you know, just kind of annoys me.
Yeah, but you know what? And I agree with you. At the same time, you have to take mental vacations once in a while. When you're in Vietnam, I mean, you have to do something to forget you're in Vietnam for 10 minutes at a time.
I understand.
So, you know, the thing that I have issue with is that on the national news this morning, they didn't say, you know, UK won the NC2A tournament. They showed the craziness in Lexington after the game where they were setting cars on fire and stuff like that. And
right.
They just focus on, you know, look at this. Oh, it's so terrible.
That's now become a routine ceremonial to trash whatever city you're in, you know, when they win a championship.
I can't even, and I thought about that. Like, what do you do if you wake up in the morning, you call your insurance company and say, my car was burned last night during the celebration of the basketball game? Like, how do you even have that phone call? That's got to be shocking. Wake up in the morning, find out your car is upside down and burned.
Yeah, it must be.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Hey. But I must say that, college sports itself is another gigantic racket in this nation of rackets.
Yeah.
That includes a medical racket, you know, and I'm just so disgusted with the entire racketeering nation.
Yeah, but you know
including
what?
Including the bankers, you know, the doctors, we have really lost some kind of basic moral anchor in all of our activities.
Did we ever have it? You know, when I look back in history.
Yeah, I think we did. I think that look, there's bad behavior in all periods of history, but I think that there's kind of a sine cosine curve of waveform kind of curve that goes up and down, where at some periods you have a better consensus about what's okay and what's not okay. And right now, we have a very weak consensus about what's okay.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really, really do. Listen, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
A pleasure talking to you, Carl.
And thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we will have Rob Wolf on. Got lots of great things to talk with Rob about, not just paleo today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testa 100 patch today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody once again, Iron Mag Labs has Super DMZ back in stock. Check it out, and they have a new SARM. For those of you who want selective androgen receptor modulators, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Iron Mag Labs banner ad today. My next guest is no stranger to the podcast world. He has probably one of the most successful, if not the most successful, podcasts about paleo nutrition and the author of The Paleo Solution, Rob Wolf. How you doing, Rob?
Good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Great to have you back on the show, too.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I get people, you know, I purposely don't listen to podcasts because I don't want to be influenced by them, but I have to admit that I've listened to yours a couple times, and it's so good. I mean, I listen to it because I learn from it, you know? But I had somebody email me a couple weeks ago and say, or maybe it was last week, you know, you got to have Rob Wolf back on. Some hilarious stuff going on over there on the podcast. And one of the things that he pointed, and I think it was Adele, Professor Dr. Andrew, that pointed this out to me. He said that you were talking about people within the health and fitness community who have their own either blogs or podcasts who are like ragging on other people and kind of like hate in a hater fashion. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, this isn't anything new at all. I mean, you know, whether it was like power lifters versus Olympic lifters or whatever, you know, I mean, it's not new in a way to me. In this paleo blogosphere thing, it's a little bit new in that up until pretty recently, I feel like the discourse has been reasonably respectable.
And civil, yes, sorry.
And civil, and people kind of, you know, taking folks to task on the, you know, the qualitative nature of their research or whatever their position was and stuff like that. But it's been kind of sliding into this personal attack morass and kind of, and I see this stuff starting to pop up typically in these enclaves where folks don't really have anything new to contribute, but they're trying to like carve out market share. And so they just become dicks and then you get a lot of gnashing of teeth over some really trivial stuff. And then over the big picture definitely gets lost. And like, you know, right now we probably have more people becoming aware of this kind of paleo evolutionary biology concept. There's more people open to it. There's more people excited about it than ever. And it's really, really interesting. We just had a situation here in Reno where the city of Reno has signed onto a risk assessment program where they basically put all of the city workers, the police, the fire, the other city workers through a detailed physical, you know, blood lipid screening. People who are found to be at risk of metabolic derangement or type 2 diabetes are put on a low-carb paleo diet. They did a pilot study with this program over the last 2 years. They collected some phenomenal data, and now it's full tilt boogie on this thing. We've got the chief of police, the chief of fire, 4 or 5 city council members, all completely fired up about this thing. And it's got the potential to really save a lot of lives and save a lot of money. And it's the skinny end of the wedge into the door of changing things. Like historically, we've heard people talk about this type of thing, but it's one doctor off in podunk wherever. And it hasn't, in this situation, it's the old garden town. It's the chief of police, chief of fire, the director of a major plastic surgery center in town, the head of a major orthopedic surgery center in town. And these are the people who have put this thing together. And then the city of Reno has signed on the dotted line. They are paying for this thing. And so when we have stuff like this going on, then what I think is critical is just getting this basic message out there about, you know, systemic inflammation, gut irritation, smart exercise, getting more sleep, the grain, legume, dairy kind of gig, maybe we should try it for 30 days and see what happens. And that's really about as deep down the rabbit holes we need to go to avert an economic catastrophe. And that's where I would like to encourage people to kind of focus their efforts. Like, let's try to save as many people as we can. And certainly the nuanced details of this stuff is interesting and important to discuss. But I see people getting really hung up on things that don't really matter in the big picture. They don't matter for the shift work police officer who's got, you know, borderline type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, low vitamin D levels, and the dude's a walking time bomb.
Well, isn't it, as you pointed out a second ago, everybody, look, and I'm guilty of this too. Please. I mean, I'm not Mother Teresa here. I make a living at doing what I do. I try not to disparage anybody. In fact, my beauty is that I am not an expert in anything. So I get to have experts on the show. So I don't have to get into, you know, the proverbial pissing contest with, well, my approach to paleo, well, my approach to this, or my approach to that is better than his. Don't listen to him. Don't read his blog. Read my blog, which is what happens. And then what happens is the message, which is the most important thing, gets soiled because of this infighting where people are, you know, trying to compete for market share, as you point out. And what ends up losing is the movement, because now it's like, you know, because nobody wants to be, you know, you've had those situations where you've had a close friend, whenever him and his girlfriend would start arguing, you just wanted to disappear. You don't want to sit there and listen to that. You know, it's like nobody wants to be part of the infight. Nobody wants to listen to so-and-so say bad things about such and such. You know, one of the things I am guilty of is every now and then, probably at least once a month, I Google my name and I find some of the most horrible things said about me on various blogs where the guest has appeared on my show and posted the show. And then people say things, you know, some things about me and some things about the show itself. But you know what? I kind of take it with a grain of salt and I think, oh, you know, big deal. I would never lash out at that person. I wouldn't say, you know, well, I was on so-and-so's blog and, you know, F him and his, you know, it's like, but the message is being sullied if I do that. You know what I mean? Then it's like, oh, forget about it. I'm creating this into a fight. It's me against you. So that has to stop in the paleo world. If that's what's going on, it has to stop because we're going to, you know what? The same thing happened to Atkins, and they painted Atkins with a zealot paintbrush. You know, the Atkins diet was probably the closest thing to the paleo diet we had. And how long ago did he introduce that?
You know, early 70s. And it's interesting. Mike Eats had some perspective on Atkins, which was just that he was kind of a jerk. And, you know, the problem is that, you know, his prescription was more right than not. It could have saved a lot of lives, but the way that he went about promulgating the information ended up, you know, it was very off-putting. And I think that that's just something to keep in mind, both on the, you know, the folks who are just kind of like the armchair, you know, experts on this stuff, but also, you know, the folks that are out there, you know, more in the research or the practitioner realm, just being careful about the way that they couch terminology and the claims that they make and stuff like that. Like, it's kind of easy to throw a really wacky over the top claim out to the world in a way to grab some market share. But in the long run, it's going to damage the movement at large, and it's not going to end up helping people.
Well, don't you know? Don't you find that this is what happens? The noise level, when something is working and then people get into it, oh, I'm going to cut my niche out of there. The noise level goes up, right? Listen to me. So what happens to overcome the noise level is people become more extreme. They start talking about, okay, and I'm down with raw food between you and me. I mean, I eat raw beef. I don't eat it all the time because it just doesn't work in my lifestyle. But there was a year and a half where I ate just about everything raw. And so, but now you got, you know, the next step is somebody's going to come out and say, well, no, it's not enough to eat raw, but you've got to go out in the woods. You got to kill the animal. You got to eat the heart while it's still beating. It's like people want to find more and more extremes so that people go, oh, that's the real message. We want to go there because this guy is really giving us the real message now. And extreme, all extreme does is whittle down the potential universe of participants.
Right. Yeah.
So it's scary. We have to take a break. I want to pick it up on the other side, talk a little bit more about this. And then I want to talk about, I just learned that you get, I've listened to you read some of the emails. Who's your partner on? I apologize for not knowing.
Oh, Greg Everett.
And he's great too, by the way. He's really laid back. I really like him a lot. But you guys get really good, the times I've listened to your show, you get really good listener emails. But I've heard you get some really crazy emails. I want to talk about those too when we come back. We're talking with Rob Wolf, author of The Paleo Solution and co-host of the single best paleo podcast out there. You can go to, what's the website, thepaleosolution.com?
RobWolf.com.
I'm sorry, RobWolf.com, and that's RobWolf.com. Stay tuned, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%.
100%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain game. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Amy Winehouse. She's missed. Say hello to Kurt Cobain for me. Okay, we're talking with Rob Wolf. His website is robwolf, R-O-B-B-W-O-L-F.com. Your website has been updated. Rob, you're a handsome guy.
Oh, well, thank you. It's all Photoshop.
You're funny. You're funny. You're modest. I like that. Anyway, are there any people out there that frustrate you because of the infighting that's going on within the paleo movement right now?
Yes and no. I mean, it's interesting. Like, I have a blog post coming out tomorrow and the title is How Do I Convince Somebody to Eat Paleo? And, there's stuff within this thing that I think there's kind of a reality that if you're successful to some degree and you're reaching some people, there's just kind of a reality that you're going to have some buy-in and you're going to have some pushback. And I think for me, it's just kind of coming to terms with that. And then, you know, figuring out where I want to focus effort, and like in this piece that I'm talking about tomorrow, the bulk of the effort should be focused on those people who are willing to give things a shot, they're willing to change, and they don't require a huge amount of arm bending and cajoling, because there's a reality that some people are never going to change. They're either going to be fearful or full of their own ego or whatever, and that's it. And so I guess in a lot of ways, just kind of focusing on, you know, the positives, but also the accurate message. You mentioned something earlier that made me think about, you know, modifying one's position. I've gone through my garden of ideas, and I've done a lot of weeding over the years. There was a time when I thought that we should be eating six meals a day, and I don't really agree with that anymore. I thought that low carb was absolutely the thing for everybody every day all the time, and I don't believe that anymore. And so all that I've had to do is listen to people who are smarter than me, think about what they're talking about, look at the literature, tinker with it with people, and if it makes sense, then modify my position and then just keep trying to educate people to the best of my ability. I don't have all the answers. I have the insights that I have, but all that's really required is just being open to modifying our position as time goes on. And then I think the way that you can then carve out a niche in all this is just being passionate about the way that you convey your message. And you don't, this reminds me a lot about like the traditional martial arts scene or, you know, some kind of other not real, not saying that traditional martial arts aren't healthy, but, you know, Matt Thornton from Straight Glass Gym talks about that scene versus the MMA scene a lot.
Right.
There's this you know, there's a sense that somebody's got some sort of secret mojo that if you just wait long enough, I will, you know, I will reveal to you these secrets to the universe. And it's bullshit. You know, it's a lie. There's no secrets. There's different information. There's different insights. And then there's understanding what each individual's, you know, situation is and then kind of applying, you know, technology to that, whether we're talking about clinch, you know, MMA fighting, or whether we're talking about, are you appropriate for a low carb intervention or a higher carb intervention? You know, there's some commonalities there, but then we have the differences, and nobody's got any secret mojo in any of this.
Right.
And so I guess that that's kind of the, you know, getting back around, is there anybody that frustrates me with this? I guess it's just the folks that are more interested in kind of hashing out details instead of figuring out, you know, how can we really affect change in the most people that we can. And certainly for people who are practitioners of this stuff, it's really important to try to stay on top of the science to the best of your ability. So that's important. But then, you know, I guess just a gentle nudge for people to think about, you know, is your time better spent hashing out details about how much linoleic acid and fructose you can handle before we have, you know, liver metabolic issues? Or is it just generally, you know, trying to find some people to help who are completely lost in how to get going on this whole concept and maybe have some big 30,000 foot level questions that if we effectively answer those and help them to move forward, this person who might be in the process of dying early, you know, we might be able to save their life. And that seems kind of compelling to me.
You know, it's interesting. I had, James Howard Kunstler on during the first hour. I don't know if you know him. He's an author. He writes about social issues, and his new book is I'm going to forget. He just told me what it was, but Too Much Magic, and it identifies, you know, what technology has brought to us and so on. We were talking towards the end of his interview about his new book, and you know, he kept saying things like, you know, well, he's so frustrated with the medical racket, you know, and the financial racket. He calls everything a racket, like everything is a racket. And my fear is that everything that is good starts out good, but then it becomes a racket when people get into it and they start competing, you know, for who is the kingpin here, you know, who is the best, who's the person you should listen to. And what people need to understand is that everyone can get along and carve out their niche without crapping on somebody else's part of the pie.
Yeah, I mean, the analogy that I like is that, you know, it's like you've got your pail and you're going to the ocean to get your pail full of stuff, and that's like making money or, you know, whatever. And is the ocean limited? Yes. Is me putting my pail into the ocean going to affect it in totality? No.
No.
You know,
right.
Period. No.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, Meredith Harbor Yetter, who has the Highbrow Paleo blog on Facebook, she mentions it, you know, in one of her posts that she really appreciates some of the truth bombs that you're dropping here, and that everybody should move forward in a positive, you know, motion, and that's what really needs to happen. I think the people out there who are fragmenting and splintering this obviously important issue, because we talk about, and sometimes I almost think that the word paleo, the name, kind of causes more problems than it's worth. But the fact of the matter is that this country is literally going down the toilet. And if people don't start getting the message, I don't know that you listened to the first hour of the show because I know you're busy, but Kunstler came on because his doctor fired him because he started eating paleo and got off of Crestor. And so, you know, his story is interesting because he's a New York Times bestselling author and people like the guy. But there are millions of people out there who are getting the message that, you know what? Eating a high protein, high fat diet the way my great grandparents did, and searching out grass fed beef and animals who live natural lives, because the new mantra is you are what you eat eats. You know, these are the ways to optimal health. And if we end up splintering and fragmenting the message because, no, my way is more important than yours, this country really doesn't have a lot more time to make a turnaround. And people really, I'm not a doomsday person because I'll just move out of the country. I can do this radio show anywhere there's internet and telephones.
Right.
So,
right.
You know.
And, you know, I think that a piece of this is just kind of that libertarian, you know, Ron Paul, Gary Johnson kind of gig where it's like it's not business as usual. I think that the paleo concept is not business as usual. And I think within all that stuff, you know, it's like on the one hand, I'm definitely advocating for people kind of focusing on the big picture and trying to help other people. But, you know, where and when it's necessary to do some weeding in the way that we're presenting our ideas, I think we need to be open to that. You know, Matt Lalonde, some people like Melissa McEwen, they've really helped me refine my message. And, you know, for a long time, there was this concept of like evolutionarily novel foods are problematic. And that's, as a blanket statement, false. You know, we have stuff like olive oil that, you know, is new, but it's, you know, it's good for you. You know, and stuff like that. So we need to refine the message. You know, there's been inadequate time for, you know, adaptation within certain populations to, you know, deal with things like grains, legumes, and dairy, but there will be a spectrum within any given population of tolerance and, you know, all kinds of other genetic and epigenetic factors. And it's not a nice soundbite to get out to the masses, but when we're trying to dot our I's and cross our T's from the scientific perspective, we need to be able to do that. And we need to be willing to grow and modify where the
yes.
information becomes necessary and to not crucify people for modifying their position. I mean, you do the best you can with the information that you have in front of you. And the interesting thing with this consistently is that as we go further and further down the rabbit hole, and I was talking to Matt Lalonde about this yesterday, it hasn't really changed the prescription that much. I've always liked starting people on the lower carb side of things and then seeing how they do, and if we need to
yes.
ratchet carbs up, then we will.
Because everybody's carb sensitivity threshold is different, and it's not just genetic. It could also be influenced by where you are at that point in your life, and it changes 3 years later.
Yeah. It could be sleep, it could be exercise, but you know, it's just as a basic deal of like, okay, I'm going to throw a dart at a dartboard. This paleo-esque, lowish carb kind of gig, I think gets most people within like a circle or two of bullseye. You know,
right.
It gets them damn close. And then it's not that hard to then migrate people into that center spot. And we, you know, it's a little bit of like a logic tree flowchart. Are you feeling good? Yes or no? Are you gaining or losing body fat, yes or no? How is your performance, good, better, or terrible? You know, and we can modify things based off that, and it's not that big of a deal. But, you know, it's again, this kind of big picture, 30,000-foot level that will get most people close to what's optimum for them, and then there's a little bit of tweaking and modifying that they can then do from there to really hone their individual prescription.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is that I think that you've mentioned to me one time when we were getting ready to do a Body RX show or something, I think you may have said to me that you and Lalonde don't agree on everything, right? I mean, you guys don't agree on everything, right?
It's funny. We go back and forth, but it is consistently the stuff that usually I don't agree with Matt on at first, he ends up winning.
Yeah.
You know? And there have been a couple of things where, you know, I'll have, and typically if I'm, quote, right about something, it's more on like an application, a clinical kind of gig.
Right.
Because I've worked in a gym and I've consulted with doctors and stuff like that. But there's been a number of things that Matt and I have gone around about. But you know, the main thing that I'm kind of discovering is the thing that Matt is bringing to my understanding of this stuff is a refinement of the message.
Yeah.
So where used to I would put lectins and phytates and different things like that we usually categorize as like anti-nutrients in the problematic category. He's going in real deep into that, and he's saying, no, lectins are probably not the problem. Phytates are almost certainly not the problem. We need to look at things like globulins and more protein-oriented, you know, issues in say, like grains and legumes. And so
right.
from a 30,000-foot level, I would almost put Mark Sisson's treatment of that information better because he just kind of says toxicants. In these foods.
Yeah, he loves it. That's a safe bet. You know?
It's a safe bet. You know, yeah. It's like these things have some problematic characteristics in it. We don't know exactly
are. Look, we don't need to know why everybody keeps dying when they go in that room. It could be the paint. It could be the rug. But we just know that everybody dies when they go in that room. So don't go in
right.
the room.
Right, and so don't go in the room. Yeah. And so that's the level of refinement that Matt's really brought to my game is just, you know, if you're going to talk specifics, be really clear that your specifics are right. And, yeah. and you know, I've had pieces of my, but here again, you know, it's like when Cordain first cracked any of this stuff out, you know, just putting forward the potential with his really amazing paper, Cereal Grains, Mankind's Double-Edged Sword, there are things now that looking back on 15, almost 20 years, it's like, okay, lectins are probably not a problem. Phytates are probably not a problem. But are grains as a category problematic? And when we look at systemic inflammation, metabolic derangement, autoimmune disease, and it's like, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
The specific mechanism of causation may be different, but the prescription hasn't changed.
Right.
And that's one thing that empirical part, you know, just kind of looking at the kind of inputs and outputs, I think we're pretty solid on that. But then if we're going to get in and really describe mechanism of causation, then we have some refinement that has developed and will continue to develop over time.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get into something a little more lively and fun. And that is one of the questions that you received apparently is, should poop float? You know what? It sounds like a question I may have sent in. We're talking with Rob Wolf. His website is robwolf.com, robwolf.com. If you really are in search for healthy nutrition, Rob is by far one of the best writers on the subject, especially in the area of the paleo diet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, leave. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to SuperhumanRadio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at SuperhumanRadio.com today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Rob Wolf is obviously a guy in the know, and he gets lots of questions. I even asked you a question one time. Remember, I was postulating that inversion tables could have a benefit because they return us to the position that we are born in, I assumed, that we spend, you know, you're upside down in your mom's womb. And then you said, well, I don't think you're upside down all the time. You're kind of swimming around in there. And I went, yeah, he's right. You remember that?
Yeah. And now that my wife is like 2.5 weeks out from hatching our first wolf cub, the little bugger definitely moves around a lot. So,
and that's good, because at the end of our interview, I have a question from Brian Casson who didn't ask me to ask this to you specifically, but it's an appropriate question about weaning your baby off of breast milk. Obviously, he has some questions nutritionally, and I'd be interested in your slant. And this is even more interesting because you are going to have your own wolf cub here very shortly. Okay, so you get some really funny questions, don't you? Did someone really ask you if their poop should float?
That's honestly like the more like ready for, what's the terminology? Not ready for
prime time. Yeah, yeah, right.
Like,
right.
That's the one that kind of like, you know, squeaked into the ready for prime time. Someday we're going to have to do a B-reel, like people will have to pay like a buck or a quarter or something. We just need some sort of a screening process so that it's not open to the general public and just haze and ridicule and have fun, because we get some insane stuff. I mean, straight up insanity occasionally. So, yeah.
Okay, so on that note, this is an interesting topic, because when my son was in grammar school, he had a biology teacher tell him that the reason some poop floats and some doesn't is because there's air trapped in it. And I said, that's ridiculous. I said, it's because there's more fat in the poop and fat floats. Am I wrong?
Well, we could go quite a ways down this rabbit hole. I mean, what we're talking about is density and specific gravity and all that sort of stuff. And I think you could change density and specific gravity by, you know, fiber content, by fat content, aeration. You know, there's a bunch of different stuff there, and I suspect that depending on whether you're you know, real low carb, more, you know, I could actually see probably a little bit on the sinker side, you know, even to the degree where it seems like it chips the enamel on the bottom of the commode. But you know, I think that we probably have a pretty good spectrum of elimination scenarios in which your GI tract is just dandy and it's healthy and everything's firing on the cylinders that they need to be firing on. Some people are maybe more premium fuel, and some people are maybe more diesel, but they're doing just fine.
You know, what's funny? Dr. Oz did a segment on this, and Elisa tapes Dr. Oz because we like to get stupid things that he says for the Casual Friday show all the time, where I affectionately refer to him as the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
He did a show on, like, if you're healthy, he said, your poop should look like a snake, like an S-shaped snake. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy is off his rocker. He's completely lost it. Like, where he came up with this notion that that's what your excrement should look like if you're healthy, I couldn't even figure it out. And I just came to the conclusion that he just comes up with this stuff, like we talked about before. Because he tries to come up with stuff that is so shocking that people will tune in and find out. And the guy is a complete idiot. I think that bowel movement changes based on the food that you put in, period, end of story. And that's it. You know, and if you don't believe that, drink a half case of Orange Crush soda. And see how that feels coming on the way out.
Just don't do it if you're really far away from a bathroom.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So there you go. Because let's see if it comes out like an S-shaped snake then. But
exactly.
Anyway, what other bizarre questions can you talk about that you've gotten on the show that maybe you even answered?
Oh, man. You know what? I would have had to have gone back to the archives and kind of looked at some stuff. We've just had some really, really wacky things, and I mean, I would need to do some digging to really pull up.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna let you off the spot. Let's talk about something that's more interesting to me right now. You know, my interests change rapidly because I'm probably borderline ADD. recently, I've become fascinated with electrolytes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're very, very overlooked. In fact, I'm going to go on the limb and I'm going to say something that I know is going to make me sound like a complete and utter buffoon. But I believe that there are diseases out there that look like Parkinson's disease, that are treated as Parkinson's disease, that are not Parkinson's disease, but instead they are complete derangements of electrolytes in muscles that cause dystonia and shaking and even the rigidity that's seen in some of these neuromuscular diseases. So I know that this is probably very unfounded, but, you know, I like to think of myself as an abstract thinker. That's a kind way of saying I'm a buffoon. And my research is starting to really pique my interest in electrolytes. So in the paleo sphere, are electrolytes paid attention to at all?
They are in that, you know, we're looking at like calcium and magnesium and zinc and phosphorus and you know, all of that sort of stuff. I can't say that I certainly haven't gone far down the rabbit hole with that. I mean, I wouldn't be able to comment in a very educated fashion on that. But, you know, I always, you know, like to pull back and ask, you know, correlation and causation. So, you know, if there's some sort of metabolic changes there that are changing, say, like potassium levels extra or intracellular, magnesium levels extra or intracellular. You know, I know one thing that we see consistently with a host of diseases is that a loss of the ability to sequester calcium is a hell of a problem, because calcium is kind of a feed-forward mechanism, an initiator on a lot of cellular processes.
Right.
And this is some of the problem in, say, like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. When you lose the ability to move glucose into the brain, then you actually end up with a nutrient scarcity, a substrate scarcity, and so you can't manufacture ATP, you can't sequester calcium, the calcium gets released, and all kinds of oxidative stress breaks out. And this is where a ketogenic diet can show, the main thing that a ketogenic diet does is it provides an alternate substrate that allows for improved calcium homeostasis, say, like in the brain. And so to that degree, then I would say, yeah, these things are an effect, but it's all, you know, it's always, I think, worth asking, is this cause or effect? You know, are the potential electrolyte issues more of an outgrowth of, say, like metabolic derangement and metabolic acidosis from having
right.
high insulin levels and,
right.
and high circulating cortisol and stuff like that? Or are we legitimately just not getting the correct ratio of like calcium, magnesium, zinc?
And see that, and that's the important, as you point out, I mean, a lot of people do suffer from some form of metabolic acidosis, whether they are diabetic, pre-diabetic, or because of their diet. And this dramatically skews electrolyte and thus the function of electrolytes. And I'll tell you, the only reason why this became interesting to me, about 5 months ago, after supplementing with magnesium every night before bed for about 18 months, because it helped me sleep, okay? And I'm talking about 1,000 milligrams to 1,200 milligrams every night before bed. I started to develop some really annoying side effects. One of them was asystole. When I would train very heavy, especially squat or deadlift, instead of my heart rate picking up, when I was the most exhausted, it would start to slow down. It would like, ba-boom, ba-boom. And I actually would get lightheaded and dizzy. And a couple times I had to grab onto something to hold on because I was like on the verge of passing out. I thought, what the hell's going on with my heart? And then after having a conversation with Dr. Andro in Germany, and we were talking, and I mentioned this, you know, that for 18 months, he goes, you know, I bet your electrolytes are whacked out. And I just stopped taking the magnesium. And it took about 2.5 months for me to start to normalize. And that's when I really started to gain respect for electrolytes. You know, I think we're all under the impression that you can take calcium, magnesium, potassium, and all these things, and the kidneys will sort it out. You know, oh, it'll get rid of what we don't need and it'll keep what we do. No, it doesn't work that way. And, you know, we really need to be a little bit more respectful of electrolytes. I have this funny feeling that there are a lot of disorders out there that are misdiagnosed and that actually find their root in electrolyte imbalances. And that's it. That, you know, I'm just going to put that out there. I want to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to answer, I want to pose Brian Kaysen's question to you about weaning a baby off of breast milk. We're talking with Rob Wolf. His website is robwolf, R-O-B-B-W-O-L-F.com. If you've never been there, get there quickly. We'll be right back. Auburn Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. AndroLean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm talking this hour with Rob Wolf, the man affectionately known on the Highbrow Paleo website as Paleo Baby Jesus. I think that's so cool. Anyway, this email comes from Brian Kaysen, and Brian, I hope I pronounce your name right, Brian. He said, "Carl, I was wondering if any of your expert guests could weigh in on the best diet for children, notably those just starting solid food while transitioning from an exclusively breast milk diet. Moreover, what should they eat after macronize? I'm sorry, macro wise." I eat rather low carb, high protein, and moderate fat diet because I am dubious of the orthodoxy. Blah, blah, blah. Let me get. And my daughter is 5 months old, and my wife and I plan on making her our own baby food: sweet potatoes, carrots, squash, green beans, and fruit and milk. Our pediatrician wants us to start her on grain cereals. What do you think about that, Rob?
Oh, I think the pediatrician needs to be drug out in the street and flogged.
I agree.
That's a whole other side thing. You know, and that just sounds insane. It sounds, you know, over the top and reactionary and everything. But I mean, if the person asked, that's as well.
No, I agree.
That's my honest opinion.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Kresser has a phenomenal product. It's called the Healthy Baby Code. It basically walks pregnant moms, expecting moms, newborns through all the process. What should the mom eat to get all the nutrients she needs? How do you transition the baby from breastfeeding into solid food? And interesting thing, and this is, you know, possibly where we'll lose some people, with the stuff that Kresser recommends, and this is based off of looking at, like, a ton of traditional cultures ranging from like Mexico to Southeast Asia, I mean all over the place, but they tend to start kids on lightly cooked egg yolks, not the egg itself, because the protein in the egg white actually is a little immunologically reactive and a little hard to digest,
right,
with the egg yolk,
right,
because of the lecithin and all that stuff. Organ meats like liver and gizzards and, you know, heart.
Yeah,
from
organic grass-fed beef, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
I mean, right. Ideally, but I would even put the caveat in there, if you can't find that stuff, that's better, again, than giving the kid an infant cereal.
Right.
You know, I mean, if
I agree.
Go conventional routes with that, I would say, you know, good is good enough in that regard. And then, you know, I like the idea of pureeing all that stuff and, you know, making your own baby food. I think yams and sweet potatoes are great. And this is another one of those things that people freak out about, but I'm not really a fan of dairy, particularly for kids. And here's my pitch for this. Here's my greasy used car salesman pitch. Start things out without the dairy. Then introduce the dairy and watch what happens to their GI tract. And when the colic sets in and the kid is crying and you're having horrible problems with them, then you remove the dairy and the kid sleeps through the night again, then it's fairly crystal clear. And then when you start wondering about whether or not they have enough calcium, that's a whole other, you know, conversation.
Right.
The calcium levels that are set in our dietary recommendations can only be met via using dairy products. And when you know, this is again, this part of, you know, looking a little bit at the ancestral part of this, we always had nice, healthy, robust, you know, skeletons and teeth and all the rest of that before acquiring dairy into the mix. And some people will tolerate dairy better than others. I think fermented grass-fed dairy, you know, particularly like butter or ghee, is probably good to go for most people.
Right.
But with kids, you've got a window of time when their guts are forming, and I would just really encourage folks to kind of avoid grains, legumes, and dairy as much as you possibly can. You're going to reduce the likelihood of type 1 diabetes. You're going to reduce the likelihood of all kinds of other kind of allergies and systemic inflammatory problems. Do we have rock-solid data on this yet? No, we don't. It's largely observational and anecdotal. But again, like the greasy used car salesman pitch is just give it a shot. And I would really encourage folks to check out Chris Kresser's Healthy Baby Code. It's just a phenomenal product that walks people through from stem to stern. It might be something that you want to get on the show as an advertising thing. I mean, it's really, really good.
And do you feel that raw dairy falls into this as well? Because you're right. Dairy appears to keep the lining of the gut open longer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's raw dairy as well? Raw milk as well?
Well, I mean, you know, my deal with the raw gig is always, is it grass-fed? Like, I'm really more concerned about the grass-fed piece than the
right,
raw piece. And
right.
Frequently, the raw dairy is still grain-fed, which I just kind of shrug. It's like, okay, you've got the feds after you, and it's not really all that good.
Yeah, you're not helping anybody either. Right.
Yeah, you're not really doing all that much good, in my opinion, in that regard. Grass-fed, raw milk, yeah, okay, I'll you know, kind of grudgingly, I guess, sign off on it. I still would prefer you know, kind of a yogurt version of it, because when you go through that fermentation process, it modifies the proteins in addition to reducing the lactose load.
Well, okay, so now let's weigh in on something else. This is really good. I wanted to talk about this, and I didn't get a chance to last week. Alicia Silverstone was seen chewing food and putting it in her baby's mouth, which I think is a natural thing. My mom did it when I was a baby. I know it for a fact. Lots of European people do it. Lots of people in lots of cultures do it. But here in the United States, everybody was, oh, you know, it's disgusting. And, she could transfer diseases and blah, blah, blah. Premastication has been around for a very, very long time. And it was a way back in prehistoric days that people were able to transition babies from breast milk to foods. They didn't have baby food back then. So they chewed the food first.
They didn't have a Cuisinart. Yeah, and I mean, they also, you know, we understand, I think one of the biggest areas that we're going to learn a ton about our health is that gut microbiome, you know, the type of gut bacteria we have, whether we're healthy or diseased, whether we're insulin resistant or not. And this is one of the ways that the mom can transfer healthy gut bacteria. And
bingo.
You know, there's all this stuff with like the hygiene hypothesis, you know, these kids that live in these uber sterile environments, not developing a normal immune complement and stuff like that. America is an amazing country. Like, I love America. I am as patriotic as it gets. But we're kind of morons sometimes, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we are so, like, distanced. We've been so successful at, like, compartmentalizing our food production and death and all kinds of different stuff that we're just kind of insulated and moronic about a lot of the things that actually constitute normal living. And like, the rest of the planet, and you know, if we were to take our high level of technology and you know, market-based approaches, and then like realize that we're still part of the world just a little bit more, I think that we would do, you know, it would be a nice marriage of the two concepts.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, the same crowd that went, ew, when they found out that Alicia Silverstone was pre-masticating food for her baby are probably the same crowd that back in the late 70s, 80s, and early 90s who freaked out when a woman threw a scarf over her shoulder and breastfed her baby at the restaurant while she ate. They didn't want to see that. They don't want to, you know, oh, no, I don't want to see someone breastfeeding. It's the same group. It's like, and as you point out, it's like, ooh, I don't want to know about that. It's like, you know what? Get a grip. And premastication has been around longer than we have, or we wouldn't have gotten here today. And this notion that, well, you can transfer HIV that way. I have a funny feeling that Alicia Silverstone knows she doesn't have HIV, or she wouldn't have been feeding her baby out of her own mouth. I mean, I don't think crack whores should be premasticating their baby's food, but they shouldn't be having babies in the beginning.
Well, yeah, that's going quite a ways down the rabbit hole.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like the media just jumped on that. It's like, you know what? What's wrong with that? My mother used to lick her tissue and wipe my face. It's like, you know, I hated that, by the way. I used to hate when she would lick like a handkerchief and wipe my face because there was dirt on it. It'd be like, ew, mom, that's your spit. But you know what? That's probably healthier than using an alcohol-based antifungal antibacterial. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you got coming up? You got any lectures coming up? Any big events?
Very little. Like we're expecting the first little one here at the end of April thereabouts, and so I'm largely grounded. I'm going to be at the Ancestral Health Symposium.
Where is that? See.
That's going to be at Boston. It's hosted by the Harvard Law School this year.
Cool.
That's going to be in Boston in August, and then. That's kind of the main thing. Like I'm still doing some stuff with Naval Special Warfare, doing some military gigs, and then we had some really interesting stuff growing right here in Reno, and it's the wackiest thing. Like we moved here because it was close to Chico. Nikki's dad lives here. You know, it was still close to the gym and everything, but did not expect there to be this huge, you know, well-established paleo medical enclave here, and so we've got a bunch of projects.
Do you know Crispin Sullivan?
Sounds kind of familiar, but I don't know.
Crispin either lives in Reno or Tahoe. I'm going to send you her email. She's somebody that you guys should know about each other as well. I've had her on the show years ago talking about lectins, vitamin D. I mean, she's really – and you know what? She's one of these people – like I was looking for a little hysteria in the – you know, to attract – you know, lectins are bad. And she was like, no, not all lectins are bad. You know, some lectins are actually good. And you know, she was like very She's very with the science. She's not one of these people that we were talking about at the beginning of the show. You know
right.
what I mean?
Very
so
cool.
It's really, yeah, I'll send you her information for sure. Listen, Rob, I always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you again for having me. I love being on here. Your show is my pretty much my favorite show on the interwebs. So
thank
thanks.
You. Thank you. We almost had a million downloads last month. We ended up with
nice.
961,000 something downloads. I know. Who
right
knew?
Think about that. Hard work and produce a good product and you're successful. That's shocking.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. I just come in and do my job every day. That's all I do.
And you don't have to like stab somebody in the back or something.
No, not at all.
Or have some preposterous thing go on.
Rob Wolf, awesome, go to Rob Wolf, RobWolf.com. Rob, thanks for being on today.
Take care, Carl.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care. And we also want to thank James Howard Kunstler, KUNSTLER.com, Kunstler.com. Check him out. He's got some great books, new books coming out. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today, and we'll be back tomorrow with more.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're